Last week, the new CD by the rapper 50 Cent, entitled Get Rich or Die Tryin', became the highest-selling major label debut album since SoundScan began tabulating album sales in 1991. The 25-year-old performer is a protege of both Eminem and the late Run-DMC member Jam Master Jay. Rock critic Ken Tucker says 50 Cent has a compelling sense of drama, if a limited worldview.
Hey, yo, man. Damn, what's taking home so long, son? Calm down.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And trying to take my life away. I put up with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'm coming for way many men. Many, 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 many men wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
50 Cent's rap music is a ferocious recitation of the facts of his life. Orphaned as a child by an absent father and a drug-dealing mother, a self-admitted crack seller who's been shot at least 9 times. He's certainly no role model, but his music does less to glamorize the thug life than make it sound like a ceaseless weight of fear denied, paranoia admitted, and tender emotions suppressed. Later on in that song I just played, he compares himself to, quote, Muhammad Ali in his prime, but with his glowering countenance and stolid delivery, 50 Cent is more like the Mike Tyson of hip-hop. To some extent, 50 Cent, whose real name is Curtis Jackson, has reason to brag. He's lifted himself out of a very bad street existence through persistence. Signed to Columbia Records in 1999, his first album was never released. Undaunted, he began putting out a series of mixtapes, setting rhymes to melodies filched from others' songs, and selling them on the streets of his native New York. Jam Master Jay took Curtis Jackson under his wing and was instructing him in the ways of the recording studio and the music business before Jay's tragic murder last year. Eminem heard some of this music and connected with 50 Cent's vision of the hardness of life, with his refusal to relinquish a sense of grim humor. After all, it's not as if the guy doesn't like to party.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f. It's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X. I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X. I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the.
That's 50 Cent's biggest hit, In the Club, produced into Irresistibility by Dr. Dre, who's also overseen Eminem's most sonically interesting songs. But 50 Cent's secret musical weapon is Mike Elizondo, who plays an inventive style of keyboards and bass guitar lines. He helps keep the music varied. 50 Cent needs this help. His rhymes march in a regimented meter that can become tedious, and he's least believable when he talks about romance. No, 50 Cent has one subject, how hard it is not merely to succeed, but to stay alive. It's a message his audience wants to hear so badly, his record company had to release Get Rich or Die Tryin' a few days early because it was being bootlegged so fast on the street. Given the narrow choices he presents, I vote for 50 Cent to get rich and implore him to please try to avoid dying as much as possible.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Get Rich or Die Tryin' by rapper 50 Cent. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.